God is nine, everybody are blessed to you all, and welcome to In My Shoes. We are here again to inspire the listeners as we journey through the lives of our guests. Put your shoes on, get your walking stick, and let's go. Hello everyone, and welcome to In My Shoes. I'm your host, Chester, and to my right, sits Hassan Ali Joseph. Now, I first met Hassan a few years ago when he was still in school. I think I was Montauk.
No, it was Aranguez, not secondary.
Okay. Now, he is a star in this week's episode. Hassan, back up yourself.
Thank you very much.
Now, tell us, the reason you got into Babylon.
Okay, so the reason I ended up into Babylon, it was something I wasn't expecting to reach into. It was more because of the disadvantages of finances.
Yeah.
Right, so I couldn't afford all the time to go and get a haircut like everybody else. You understand?
So yes.
I found the cheapest way to afford a clipper, a basic clipper, and I started trimming myself. It wasn't too perfect. And then I started getting good at it. After that, friends and colleagues and all them things started asking for a little touch up and thing, because them themselves was around my age group as well and was also experiencing disadvantages financially. And then along the way, they started getting my money and thing out of appreciation. You understand? So it now became somewhat of a business, as small as it was. And then I just continue going forward and practicing more, going on YouTube, going on the media, learning more about it. I developed a passion for it and I took it further.
Okay, that sounds cool. Tell me, in Babylon, are there any pros and cons, and what are they?
Of course there are pros and cons. In every business, in everything that you do, it have a pros and cons. Right? And the number one thing is something that you have to have a passion for. Because
yeah,
apart from that, it is the ability to improve someone's appearance. You understand?
Yeah.
So it come like you helping people out here to feel better about yourself, if you look at it in that way. So when you come from a hard day at work, or you might be able to afford to do other things for yourself, sometimes the simplest thing can make you feel better about your personality, about your self-esteem and all them things. I sure when you don't take a haircut, you just feel better about yourself.
I feel burns.
You just feel burns, but at the same time, when you look in the mirror, you just feel good. That burn does just be temporary.
Yeah, it does. Good.
Exactly.
Mia certain the workplace of Mr. Hassan Ali, and briefly Clemson as co-worker Miss Melissa, who was an all-round beautician. Every time Hassan explained the pros and cons of barbering just now, she would give her little approval. So maybe next week she'll be on the show.
You never know.
Hassan, tell us, have you had any past jobs before this one?
Of course, as everybody else who I believe started off from humble beginnings, I started off with a small job. I started off in Rituals. Rituals Coffee House.
Okay, cause some of me listeners don't know what you're talking about.
It's one of the number one coffee
shops
in Trinidad and Tobago, right? And I believe it gives you a fair chance to experience what work is and what being responsible is.
And how
as little as it is, the income maybe.
Yeah.
The other things that you're experiencing and gaining in the aspect of knowledge is things that you can't pay for. You understand? So
yeah.
I learned a lot. The money maybe was small, but the other things that I got from there, it took me throughout life.
Would you share with our listeners one thing you one lesson you were taught one year?
I wouldn't just give you one. I could give you about 3 or 4 pointers.
No, for time.
In a nutshell, I'll give you it.
Okay.
Right? So, first thing first, you had to be determined. Right? Because you always had to be focused on the simple details. Right? Because first and foremost, the first thing somebody does look at or look out for in the morning is a cup of tea. You understand? To start a day off. And if you ain't do it right, that person whole day could go wrong. You understand? They could be studying that one thing.
God, hey.
Any comment?
No.
No.
Yeah, so it's a determination, repetition, you understand? Because you want to be able to care about yourself, not like the people around you. I always remembered my supervisors always telling me that not because you've seen everybody doing something and nothing ain't coming out of it, that don't mean that it's okay to do it. And your next customer could be your employer. You understand?
Yeah.
And even now in my own business, you understand? After working plenty other jobs, it's the same principle that falls.
Yeah. And you just said in your own business, so I guess I'll have to now skip that question.
Mm-hmm.
What is your dream job?
My dream job?
Yeah.
To protect cancer.
Policing?
No, to be a part of the defense force.
Okay, now, this is the part where I think Melissa is going to get upset with me for.
No.
But
Do
you have any regrets of working as a barber?
Amongst Melissa?
Yeah, no, and
actually, it's a privilege.
In general,
it's a privilege because Melissa might know, but I just look at her as somewhat of a life coach because she has a lot to add to it, especially in the field of business.
Yeah, and in the other places you were, I know.
Oh, the road that the barber shop here by barber boys here?
Yeah. How was your answer then?
Then it was more of a disadvantage because as a young entrepreneur,
yeah,
right, you just experience a lot of hardships with people who looking down at you, who expecting less from you. You understand? Because they feel they're better than you in the aspect of ego. You understand?
Yeah.
They don't have the professional mentality to motivate somebody coming up underneath them in the same field. You understand? So you'll always find yourself in the situation of being undermined.
And look, 10, 15 years down the road, what message would you, your younger self, give to that self down some years later?
What would I do? Never forget who you are. And prior to that, always remember it's not about which party is where you're going.
Okay. And we're out of time for this segment of In My Shoes, but be sure to stay with us because after the break, we're going to talk to Mr. Joseph about his upbringings. This is Chester, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. Now, Hassan, you and the break, I heard you talking about advertising your business on social media.
Yeah, I was just explaining that to one of the clients here.
Yeah, now you hold that in mind because my brain kinda mash up as forget fast now, boy. So help me remember that.
What exactly it is you want to remember?
Just remember social media.
Mm-hmm.
I will know what it is by that. But first, tell me, how was life growing up?
How was life growing up for me?
Yes.
Life growing up for me was in no walk in the park. I will be honest with you. I am one of the... How you just call them? I am one of the not so lucky persons in life. Meaning like... We wasn't planned. I was one of those children that wasn't planned to come.
A bastard.
Yes. you know how the old schoolers just call it. Right? So, I had a tough father. I was never wrong. Grew up seeing him fighting with my mother and thing or whatever. And grew up seeing how it was me. Because first five of us, my mom out.
Yeah.
And we grew up together. Me, my sister, who just before me, and my eldest brother. We grew up under my mom, and she struggled for a while. My eldest brother started getting trouble in and out of prison and all them things. And I find myself in this situation. If it is, I don't, because of her focus wasn't really on us, but her personal disability mentally to work alone and try to do it out depending on people and making yourself independent. She had that struggle in life.
Yeah.
And I find myself within the decision of deciding to just back and just let life be and just flow through life like a Cyrotex, as people will say. Or if I'm going to pick up myself and do something about it instead of always thinking about it or feeling sorry for my situation.
Yeah.
And that is when I started going, well, we grew up in Mayaro side, right? So I started going on hunting.
South?
No, that is in the that's east. That is in the east, right? That is in Manzanilla side.
That's past Grandy.
Past Grandy.
Yeah.
Past Grandy. So I started hunting. I said, go on whole crab. I like the adventure. And do all kind of thing. Go in the sea, pull net, all kind of thing, just to make up money. And I was in primary school still. Eh?
Yes.
And I was to send myself to school. I used to buy my own shoes, buy my own shirt and pants and things, and myself to school, basically.
What about books?
What about books?
Yeah,
books was given to me. Books was given to me by people who didn't have use for them anymore and them kind of
thing. So, second hand.
Second hand, yeah.
Okay.
And I know I had an aunt living in Maloney here who wanted to take care of us, but my mom never really gave her the privilege.
Yeah.
So, I applied for a school on this side, and I got to come and live by, and that is when my life really started
to change
and progress for the betterment. And yes, and everything I used to do, that was actually the time when I met you. When I used to was now growing up and always taking everything, I was always so eager to hear other people give me advice and them thing. I still grasp at it because I never really had the parenting and the parenthood and our father figure. So yeah. I used to always want to sit down and hear other folks talk and listen to them and learn from them experiences and things.
Yeah.
That's how I taught myself. So I'm basically self-taught.
Okay. And the reason you began barbering wasn't hard to get a haircut.
It was very hard. Starting off, it was. And even now in these times of the COVID and all these things,
yeah,
you still always had to have faith. Because sometimes you would get up. But that is the reason why it's so hard for me now, at this point. If I am to accomplish, or when I finish accomplishing the job that I am aiming to get,
yeah,
and I am no longer in need to do barbering, you understand, in that aspect, I always would have something to fall back on, but it would be hard to let it go as a main business because it was always there for me. You understand? Because yes, in the back of my mind, I always make up my mind to never be like my father or to never be like my brother and them and fall under that category of robbing and thieving and ending up in jail and them thing.
Yeah.
I promised myself I was never going to end up in that situation.
Okay.
So it was hard for me to really, it hard for me even at this time knowing the decision I'm going to have to make sooner or later. It kind of hard for me because I know It was always there for me. Barbara was always there for me. Always.
And you mentioned in a previous segment that you went to a language
North secondary, yeah.
Did you form a clientele of students that would frequent your apartment? I know you lived in the buildings to get a haircut.
Actually, I didn't know nothing about barbering until 2 years after I finished school. I started barbering when I was struggling with my first job after school. That's when I had my first son.
Yes.
And I had was to move out from by my aunt because she wasn't encouraging the aspect of a man and a woman not married living in her household, and she don't encourage guys there. So it was more of a disrespect to her home. So I had was to move out. She said that you become a man when you have your own. So I had was to move out. I got a place with my dad, and there's where I was staying with my first son and his mom. So that is when I started barbering, when things get tough. You understand? So like I say, it was always there for me, and that's how it even come about. Because it was always something to help me get an extra income, as small as it was. Even if it was $10 or $20 a day, it used to pour bread in my mouth and in my son's mouth and in his mom's mouth.
Okay, your prices. I know the prices are like $30 for a minor, $60 for an adult, $50 for a mohawk. Your prices and how you come up with them.
Okay, so my prices, as I was just discussing with a client, a new client actually, is very low
big
in comparison.
Up to Guyana.
Big up to Guyana, yes. So my prices are different from all the other barbers in Maloney district, in Dabadi district, I should say as well, and all around the board, because when a barber, for me, barbering is art, and I love art.
Yes.
Before I started barbering, I always used to be painting and drawing at a professional level. You understand?
Previous barber who was working, his name is PG, back up to Shagunas. He said barbering is like math.
Yeah. Well, for him, barbering is like math. But for me, barbering is art. Because really and truly, it's not about line and curves and fades and them thing. It's about knowing the correct average towards every person, because nobody have the same size head, the same size face, and these things. It's all about average and knowing how to where and what to apply. You understand?
Yes.
Towards every client, I believe what does make our clients happy is knowing exactly what it is they want, and that is exactly what it is I'm trying to explain in the aspect of knowing how it is to apply this specific haircut that they're requesting to their features. You understand? So
yes.
My features and your features different. The way you go take a fade could be different from the way I go take a fade. You understand? But
yes,
it still will achieve the same look. You understand?
Yeah.
So it's all about application and knowing the correct proportions, meaning the size of the arches, the length of the fades, the height of the hair, depending on the type of hair the person have. It have a lot to it, you understand? So to me, it's more like art. You understand?
Yeah.
Because it's a mixture of both measurements and having the eye for the art itself of hair, of cutting hair.
Yes.
You understand?
He said that you need to have the eye for it.
Yeah. But my prices, as you asked me before, my prices are a lot lower, right? So when you go by a barber and pay $100 for an appointment, you will come by me, and if your haircut is $60, you're paying the same $60. Just the other day, my co-workers and them encouraging me to raise my prices for appointments because they say it should be different designs and styles and them thing. I don't really charge for them thing. I just put it as a plus in the person haircut to get them that extra boost of confidence in themselves. You understand?
Yes.
To make them smile like you smile when they hear it.
Yeah.
You understand? Like that. I didn't know it was an additional course. You understand? So now, because I had a passion for it, I doesn't see it as an extra effort I put out. Because it does make me feel better to know that I pour out that, to know that I pour that extra work. You understand?
Yes.
My, to me, it does, it's not about the money. It's about how I feel when I finish trim you. Especially when you get up and you smile and you look at yourself and you are amazed and them thing. That's an always a plus.
So for our listeners, if you want a haircut from a barber who really is passionate about the art, you'll know who to check. And as I said that, Hassan, you want to tell us where your shop is situated?
Of course, my station is located in Maloney Shopping Mall, right? I think most people would know where it is. People who are not familiar with Maloney wouldn't know that Maloney even have a shopping mall. Because a lot of people just be like, Maloney have a mall? Maloney have a mall? Yes, it does. Maloney have a shopping mall. Maloney is a very beautiful place. And it have a lot of room in Maloney for people who have the intentions of doing things positively. You understand? I believe Maloney is one of the best places I grew up, to be honest. To be honest, Maloney is one of the most positive places I grew up. That encourages you to do better and always have room for somebody who's trying to do something positive with herself.
And improve.
Exactly.
Which booth in this mall could we find you?
To tell you the honest truth, I work in here for the longest while, Chester, and I don't know the number of this booth. But yeah. I could find out. I would find out.
Okay, so I'm going to be talking while Hassan checks the booth number until he comes back. So, yeah, this is in my shoe, and Hassan is slowly approaching the mic. Hassan,
I am not
welcome
the boot
back.
I'm not seeing the boot number outside.
Okay, so, you wanna see the business name? Melissa's Nails something.
Melissa's Nails and Beauty Experts. That's the name of the shop.
Okay, so if y'all come, y'all looking for that shop. And I didn't need you to remind me I remembered all by myself. Do you have any social media we can find you?
Of course, you can look out for my page on Instagram at Hassan Ali Cuts. That's the name of my business. And you can also find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. And also, you can find me on Google as well.
Google Maps.
Google Maps, yes.
Okay, do you have any contact information?
Of course, 316-3439. And if you can get onto me on that number, you can call me on 463-0405.
See the numbers again a bit slowly.
316-3432 and 463-0405.
Okay, y'all heard that from Hassan. We are going to cut it a little short. Today, I've been out all day and I really need to be gone, so yeah.
But it was fun, though.
Hassan, thank you for accommodating me.
It's not a problem. Even though you had us to wait a while because of the numerous clients who need to come in, you know, but your determination is much appreciated and I rate you for that. You have a lot of patience. That is good. That will take you far.
Yes, thank you. And do you have any departing wisdom for our listeners?
I have one thing that I want to say.
One?
Yes, it is. Okay. Because...
You have like a minute.
Okay, so one thing I would want to add to someone or want to put out there is never forget who you are. Find something. Because one of my biggest struggles just as a young individual was knowing, I was always good in learning stuff and I was always good. Once I put my mind to something, I was always good to doing it. Always good in it. I always developed the skill fast and all them things. But I never really knew what my passion was. And for me, based on my experience growing up, it have some people does have passion in things and eventually they does get fed up by it. So, what I think it was, wasn't really where it was all along. You understand? So, if you don't know where your passion is, just find something and just start. And eventually, if you're not there, you ain't reached nowhere with it or you don't want to do it anymore, you move forward. But don't ever sit down and decide where to start. Just pick something.
Some... Great words of wisdom from the mind of Hassan Ali Joseph. Hassan, it's been a great pleasure talking with you.
It's been a pleasure as well, Chester. Thanks for the words of appreciation.
Yes. And that's all for this episode of In My Shoes. This has been your guy Chester telling you to keep focused, keep your shoes on, keep walking forward.